Welcome to the Rapid Learning audio tutorial, Iterated in Double Integrals. Learning objectives. By completing this tutorial, you will learn what iterated and double integrals are, learn how to evaluate iterated and double integrals, use double integrals to calculate area and volume, apply double integrals to real-world phenomena. The concept map for this tutorial links previous content to new content. Given a two-variable function, we may construct an iterated integral which will lead to a double integral over a region. These types of integrals can be used to find areas and volumes, but may also be applied to other real-world phenomena. In this section, we will discuss the preliminaries. Integrating a two-variable function. Suppose that you're given a two-variable function f of x and y. The process of integration is a one-variable process. That is, it can only be done with respect to one variable at a time. Say we integrate with respect to x over a, b. We would set it up as the definite integral from a to b of f of x and y dx. When we integrate with respect to x, we arrive at another function that involves both x and y. However, by the fundamental theorem of calculus, we then plug the values of a and b in place of x in that function. The result is a function that only involves y. So if we integrate from a to b of f of x and y dx, we'll get a function completely in terms of y. Therefore, integrating a two-variable function with respect to x yields a one-variable function of y. Similarly, integrating a two-variable function with respect to y will yield a one-variable function of x. So if we integrated from a to b of f of x and y dy, we would get f of x. Example, evaluate the definite integral from 1 to 4 of 2xy plus 3y dx. Solution, remember that just like when differentiating with respect to one variable, the other variables are treated like constants. The same is true with integration with respect to one variable. So if we're going to integrate from 1 to 4 of 2xy plus 3y dx, it becomes x squared y plus 3yx evaluated from 1 to 4. It will be 4 squared times y plus 3y times 4 minus the quantity 1 squared times y plus 3y times 1. This completely simplifies to 24y. Note how in that last example, when 2xy plus 3y is integrated with respect to x, we get a function involving only y. Iterated integrals will be discussed in this section. The integral of an integral. Previously, you saw an example of integrating f of x and y with respect to one variable. It is possible to integrate f of x and y with respect to one variable and then integrate again with respect to another variable. This is called an iterated integral, and it's represented by an integral within an integral, so the integral from a to b of f of x and y dx is inside, and the integral from c to d with respect to dy is on the outside. Notation. The standard notation omits the parentheses when writing iterated integrals. Iterated integrals example. Evaluate the iterated integral from 0 to 2 and then from 1 to 4 of 2xy plus 3y dx dy. Well, we start with the innermost integral and recall from the previous example that the definite integral from 1 to 4 of 2xy plus 3y dx was 24y. Therefore, our iterated integral becomes the integral from 0 to 2 of 24y dy. This equals 12y squared evaluated from 0 to 2, so 12 times 2 squared minus 12 times 0 squared equals 48. In this section, we will discuss area. Area. Consider a rectangle R defined as A less than X less than B and C less than Y less than D. The area of this rectangle is easily found by taking the quantity D minus C times the quantity B minus A. Now note that if we wrote this as an iterated integral, the innermost one would be definite integral from c to d of 1 dy, and then outside of that would be the integral from a to b of dx. So if we evaluate that innermost integral, 1 dy, we get y evaluated from c to d, which becomes the quantity d minus c. So our integral is now the definite integral from a to b of the quantity d minus c dx. Integrating that is going to give us d minus c times x evaluated from a to b. This simplifies to the quantity d minus c times the quantity b minus a. Consider the rectangle R, a is less than x is less than b, c is less than y less than d. That is, an iterated integral where f of x comma y equals 1 yields the area of the region R. Area continued. The previous result can be generalized to find the area between any two curves. Given curves f of x and g of x over the closed interval AB, the area between the curves is given by the iterated integral, innermost one from f of x to g of x of 1 dy, and the outer integral from a to b dx. Similarly, the area between two functions of y can be found. Given the curves h of y and k of y over the closed interval from c to d, the area between the curves is given by the inner integral from c to d of 1 dy and the outer integral of h of y to k of y dx. Example 1, area. Let's use an iterated integral to find the area of the region bounded by h of y equals 3y squared and k of y equals e to the yth power over the closed interval from 0 to 1. First, we have to find the intersection point between the two graphs. So we set 3y squared equal to e to the yth power. Using a calculator, we find the point of intersection to be 2.484, 0.910. Now we're going to set up and evaluate the integrals. Well, the iterated integral would have an innermost integral from 3y squared to ey of 1 dx, and the outer integral from 0 to 0.910 dy. So we integrate the interval 1 dx, and that gives us x, which we evaluate from 3y squared to ey, so it becomes the quantity ey minus 3y squared, which is now integrated with respect to y. So integrating that with respect to y gives us ey minus y cubed, which is evaluated from 0 to 0.910. Simplifying these expressions is going to give us 1.731 minus 1, which is 0.731. Area example 2. Suppose that car A is traveling at f of x equals 1/4 x squared feet per second, and car B is traveling along the same road at g of x equals 1/6 x squared feet per second. The area between f of x and g of x represents the distance between the faster car, car A, and the slower car, car B. Find the distance between the cars after 15 seconds. Solution: we set up the integral 1/6 x squared to 1/4 x squared 1 dy as the innermost integral, with 0 to 15 and dx as the outermost integral. We begin with the innermost integral, and we integrate 1 dy, which gives us y. This gets evaluated from 1/6 x squared to 1/4 x squared, so it becomes the expression 1/4 x squared minus 1/6 x squared, which ends up being 1/12 x squared. We now integrate 1/12 x squared with respect to x, and we end up with 1/36 x cubed evaluated from 0 to 15. Plugging the numbers in is going to give us, in this section we will discuss the order of integration. Different orders of integration. The order in which the integration is performed may be interchanged. Changing the order of integration may make the process harder or easier, but the value of the integral is not affected. What this means is that if you have an inner integral from c to d of f of x and y dx with the outer integral from a to b integrated with respect to dy, that is going to give you the same answer as if you make the inner integral from a to b of f of xy dy and the outer integral from c to d with dx. Order of integration example. Interchange the order of integration and find the value of the iterated integral. Well, if the integrated integral looks like this, 0 to y of f of xy dx is the inner integral, with 0 to 4 to dy as the outer integral, we first note that this region over which we are integrating could be defined as r equals 0 is less than x is less than y, and 0 is less than y is less than 4. It can also be written as 0 is less than x is less than 4, and x is less than y is less than 4. So what that means is we could write the integral as outer integral 0 to 4, inner integral 0 to y of f of xy dx dy, which would equal the outer integral from 0 to 4 and the inner integral from x to 4 of f of xy dy dx. In this section, we will discuss volume. From area to volume. When evaluating an integral over an interval, the result is the area of a region. When evaluating an iterated integral over a region, the result is the volume under a surface. Formula for volume. Given a function f of xy and a region R, if f evaluated at xy is greater than or equal to 0 over R, then the iterated integral f of xy dA gives the volume under the surface. The differential dA represents either dx times dy or dy dx. Double integrals. Integrating over a general region requires two integrals and are called thus double integrals. We are now going to take a look at an example on finding volume. Find the volume of the solid under the surface of f of x and y equals 16 minus x squared minus y squared over the unit circle in the xy plane. Well, first we note that the unit circle in the xy plane has the equation x squared plus y squared equals 1. The bounds on x would be x equals negative square root of 1 minus y squared, and x would equal positive square root of 1 minus y squared, while the bounds on y are negative 1 and 1. So we could define the region as from negative radical 1 minus y squared less than or equal to x less than or equal to radical 1 minus y squared and negative 1 less than or equal to y less than or equal to 1. So now we need to set up and solve the double integral. The outer integral will be integrated from negative 1 to 1, while the inner integral will go from negative radical 1 minus y squared to positive radical 1 minus y squared for f of x and y dx dy. Well, evaluating the inner integral f of x and y means we replace f of x and y with 16 minus x squared minus y squared, and then we integrate with respect to x. This becomes 16x minus 1/3 x cubed minus y squared x evaluated from negative radical 1 minus y squared to positive radical 1 minus y squared. This becomes 94/3 times radical 1 minus y squared minus 4/3 y squared times radical 1 minus y squared. This now needs to be integrated with respect to y and evaluated from negative 1 to 1. Now this integral can be evaluated analytically, but it is somewhat complicated. It's generally easier to evaluate the integral numerically. But if we continue with the analytical integration, what we will get is 31 halves times y times the square root of 1 minus y squared plus 31 halves times the inverse sine of y plus 1/3 y times the quantity 1 minus y squared raised to the 3 halves power evaluated from negative 1 to 1. This simplifies to 31 pi divided by 2, or 48.6947. Average value. The average value of a function f of x and y over the region R is defined as 1 over a times the double integral f of xy dA, where a is the area of the region R. Here's an example using average value. the production level of a company is given by f of xy equals 200x to the 0.7 power times y to the 0.3 power, where x is the number of units of labor and y is the number of units of capital. Find the average production level if the number of units of labor varies between 100 and 150, and the number of units of capital varies between 325 and 400. The region in the xy plane is defined by r equals 100 less than x less than 150, 325 less than y less than 400. The area of this region r is easily found, and it is 1250. Therefore, the average value can be represented by, if we use the formula now to find the average value, we would begin with 1 divided by 1250 and then have the double integral, first integrate from 100 to 150, then the inner integral be from 325 to 400 of 200x to the 0.7 power, y to the 0.3 power, dy, dx. We now work on evaluating that integral by starting with the innermost integral, 200x to the 0.7, y to the 0.3, dy. Integrating that gives us 153.8462 x to the 0.7, y to the 1.3. We evaluate that from 325 to 400, and that creates the expression 87,845.7113 x to the 0.7. This now gets integrated with respect to x and then evaluated from 100 to 150. Integrating with respect to x gives us 51,673.9478 x to the 1.7. We now substitute in 150 for x and then 100 for x, subtract the result, and divide by 1,250. This will give 103,040, which makes the average production level 103,040 units. It's now time for a few additional remarks. Fubini's theorem. The fact that the value of a double integral over the region R is the same no matter which order in which the integration is done is known as Fubini's theorem. It's named after the Italian mathematician Guido Fubini. Properties of double integrals. Many of the properties of double integrals mirror those of single integrals. Specifically, let's look at these four. First, if you take a constant times f of x and y integrated to the dA, or a double integral integration, it's the same as doing the double integration first on f of x and y dA, and then multiplying by c. If you do a double integral integration for f of x comma y plus or minus g of x comma y to the dA, it will be the same as doing the double integral of f of x and y dA plus or minus the double integral of g of x and y dA. The double integral f of x and y dA is greater than or equal to 0 if the function f of x and y is greater than or equal to 0. And finally, the double integral f of x and y dA is greater than or equal to the double integral of g of x and y of dA if the function f of x and y is greater than or equal to g of x and y. Learning summary. An iterated integral is an integral within an integral. Iterated integrals can be used to find area. Volume and average value are applications of double integrals. The order of integration can be interchanged, but one order may be easier than the other. Congratulations, you have successfully completed the core tutorial, Iterated and Double Integrals, from the Rapid Learning Center.